Proclamation number 5445 of 22nd of July, 1952. God as a mentor. Truth, light. I am your mentor, and I truly instruct you the proper way. I give you light. And thus the battle against darkness starts out from me. For to bring light into the darkness means to tackle the darkness, to dispel it with brightly radiating light which penetrates into all corners if access is not denied. But to bring light means to bring the pure truth to those who still languish in error, in the darkness of the spirit. The truth, the eternal light, emanates from me and is directed against the one who is an enemy of truth, who wants to spread error and lies in the world in order to dethrone me. He will not succeed forever because the light has such a strong luminous power that it exposes every intention of my adversary. It will clearly and distinctly reveal all correlations and thus also the battle between light and darkness with its cause, and this will happen all the sooner where the truth is brought to humanity, which will appear acceptable to all those who want to know what was not explained enough to them, about the meaning and purpose of the earthly life and their own earthly task. This former one opens up and the light can thus shine into one's heart. The one accepts the truth which I give him through my servants, whose mentor I myself am. Nevertheless, I myself bring the truth to those who desire it, even if they receive it from a human being. Yet it is I myself who speaks through this human being. And since the darkness is spread over the earth very heavily, I have to kindle small lights everywhere, i.e., I have to take a boat in the spirit of many people in order to address people, and I do this wherever believing, devoted and loving people speak in favor of me, be it in congregations, be it in small circles. Wherever my name is mentioned, wherever I myself can dwell amongst them through their will, as it were, there I can also express myself through the mouth of the one or the other, and this one will then be able to speak spiritually and speak on my behalf and my kingdom. And what he says will be the plain truth. For wherever there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am in the midst, and I will truly know how to prevent my adversary from gaining the upper hand, if one of them were his representative. The truth will find access everywhere, but as to whether people feel comfortable in brightly lit rooms is up to them. Many retreat into darkness again because they believe they can do without the light, the pure truth. For my adversary also fights with tenacity and all the means at his disposal. He is also not afraid to seemingly accept the truth, to present himself as a servant of mine as well, but only to try to trip a person at the first opportunity by clearly changing over to the opposite. To reject everything he had previously advocated. Wherever there is still darkness, wherever there is a lack of clarity and understanding, my light has not yet penetrated, there my adversary is at work. On the other hand, where illuminating enlightenment can be given, that's where the truth is represented, that's where people speak for me, who is the eternal truth. And those are the ones you should listen to. Untruth, error and lies have an adverse and serious effect in the beyond because the soul has no clear realization, because all its thoughts and intentions are confused and it cannot find its way out of the darkness without help. Only the light of truth shows the way in this kingdom, and anyone who does not possess it is poor and wretched. That's why I want to instruct you humans while still on Earth and guide you to the pure truth so that on Earth you will not wander around in darkness and even more so in the spiritual kingdom, where it is even harder for you to accept the truth than on Earth. But you can only become blessed by the truth, for the truth is light and light is bliss. Amen.